Penguin Audio presents Kill Decision by Daniel Suarez, read by Jeff Gerner. The first truth: humans are more important than hardware. Chapter 1: Boomerang. From 8,000 feet, the rescue workers looked like agitated ants as they scurried around the wreckage of a car bomb. An MQ-1B Predator drone zoomed its cameras in for a close-up. Debris and body parts littered a marketplace. Scorched dirt slick with blood filled the frame. The dying and wounded groped silently for help. The techs called it Death TV. The live video feed from America's fleet of unmanned Predator, Global Hawk, and Reaper drones. The images poured in via satellite onto 10 large HD screens suspended at intervals from the rafters of the U.S. Air Force's dimly lit cubicle farm in Hampton, Virginia. Officially known as Distributed Common Ground System 1, it was half a world away from the daytime on most of those screens. The local time was 2 a.m. Monitoring the feeds and clattering at keyboards in response to what they saw were scores of young airmen first class arrayed in groups of six before banks of flat panel computer monitors, watched over by technical sergeants pacing behind them, and watched in turn by their officers, like pit bosses and floor managers in some macabre casino. At his workstation in the semi-darkness, 26-year-old First Lieutenant Anthony Jordan glanced up occasionally to gauge the mood of the world. From the look of things, it was shaping up to be a pretty typical day. Scattered violence. Between...